And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and it is the coach home. And we're focusing towards the bottom of the table this week, but up to 13th, and very much looking up, I would say, our Wolverhampton Wanderers after another win. And to speak to me about that, I've got Richard Hobbs from the Wolves Fancast. And yeah, Rich, another win. Much like, I wouldn't say needed, but always, you know, welcome at the moment at this stage of the season, and up to 13th in the table.
Yeah, I think two wins on the bounce does so much for a team in the bottom half of the table in terms of how it can just project you up. And the fact that we're now, you know, what, 7 points clear for relegation zone with seven games to play, it makes life a lot easier for us, because I think after we've got two relatively easier fixtures coming up against Leicester and Palace, but then we've got a pretty tricky run for the last five games of the season. So I think a lot of Wolves fans, myself included, are very much of the opinion we need to bank our points now, because when you look at our run, it's not particularly favourable. But to get two wins against two half-decent sides in Chelsea and Brentford, obviously they've both got their flaws, I think it's taken a little bit of time, but it seems that Lopetegui's finally sort of found his winning formula / system to actually make sure we're getting points consistently.
So what is that then? What has he sort of stumbled across, if that's the right word, that is getting the results?
Well, rather awkwardly, it's not having Ruben Neves in the side, which it feels a bit sacrilegious for me to say, but he's served the last two games out with a suspension. And, you know, I think you'd be, you know, find it difficult to find any Wolves fan to criticise Ruben Neves as a whole. But I think the lack of him being in the team and, you know, potentially the introduction of João Gomes alongside Lamina, it's made the side almost feel a lot more balanced for one reason or another. It's quite the best of Mateus Nunes, who's in the last couple of games, don't get me wrong, he scored a wonder goal against Chelsea, but he provided a fantastic assist on Saturday as well. His all-round play is just elevated, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't think it's necessarily anything that Ruben Neves has done particularly bad, apart from the fact that he was having to do a lot more than other players for a lot of this season. And it's just felt that when he's come out of the side now, everyone has either stepped up their game, or everyone seems to have a little bit more opportunity to play in their roles without it all featuring around Ruben Neves, or Ruben Neves getting on their toes because he sort of had to. So it's a bit of an awkward one. It's made a real dilemma for what do you do, you know, going on to, you know, looking ahead to Saturday. You know, do you drop your star player and captain? Or do you sort of hope that he can find his way into his team and can you have a formation that gets the best out of Ruben Neves and Mateus Nunes?